Our great privacy, there is not much concern, and why does it need to be covered? What is the deeper meaning of that statement? Atman is never covered and can never be covered. Can you cover sun? Clouds can never cover sun. So what is covered? Our buddhi is covered, not Atman. And when it says it is covered by Panchakosha or three sarir, it means that the Shastra is trying to take you from your present level to that level. When Shankaracharya says Atma kaha, stula sushma karan sarir vyatirikta Panchakosha tita, again these three bodies can be expressed as Panchakosha. Panchakosha tita, avastatraya sachi is the witness of all the three states which we are experiencing. And once you reach that state, what will you find? Satchitananda sarupa. You will find that he is sat, he is existing there, he is chit, his awareness is there, and he is ananda rupa. So the journey is from known to unknown. Our journey is from known to unknown. So we know this world, we know this Panchakosha, we know this our body, we know these three bodies. So when I have to, or the Shastra has to take you from the existing world to that state, so they will have to explain these things, the world first, na? How this world has come, they will have to explain this. But really speaking, this world is not there, which you will not accept now. But according to Shankaracharya or the Mahatmas or the according to the Shastra, this world is not there. It is just an appearance. It's an illusion. How it is an appearance or illusion? Why it is called appearance or illusion? So the simple rule is this: if a thing does not exist before its birth and does not exist after death, then it is not existing in between also. Simple example: if you see a seashell shining, you think it is silver, you pick it up, and then you come to know that is called calcium. It's not silver. So silver was not there. I thought this to be silver, but I realized later on this is not silver. So silver was not there. Silver was not there after knowledge. So is the silver there during the period I was seeing? No. Another example, snake and rope. Rope is lying there. I may see snake. Not all people may see. I may see. One person may see snake. Rope. On the rope, there is snake. Is really snake there? But till such time I am perceiving snake, I am suffering. Really what is there? It's rope. After knowledge I will also come to know that it is not snake, it is rope. So simple logic Mahatma gives, jo pehle nahi tha, jo baad mein nahi hai, wo beech mein bhi nahi hai, khatam. The whole world was not in the beginning, the whole world will not be there after the pralaya, so it is not there in the middle also. But we are experiencing, we have to go to that state, to that Atman. So we have to take you from present status, from the known to unknown. So this body, really speaking, cannot cover Atman. If we have to use the word if, like I was studying in chapter 14 also, Shankaracharya used the word if, as if the Dehi, Abhyam, is bound by these gunas, by sattva, rajas and tamas. But nothing can bind atma. So the first question, the book says atman is covered by five seeds, atman does not need protection. You write, atman doesn't need any protection. But the five seeds we are experiencing now, so we have to go beyond these five seeds, one by one. And we have not studied still, no? Five seeds we have not studied.
No, we just started.
Just started. And what is the deeper means of the statement? The deeper meaning is that you have to cross these things. You have to negate these things. You have to negate three bodies or panchakosa to reach there. When the definition says stula, sushma, karan, sarira, vyatirikta, it is not stool, it is not cross body, it is not subtle body, it is not causal body, it is other than these three. So you have to transcend these bodies to reach there. So they will explain, the Shastra will explain what is gross body, what is subtle body, and what is causal body. You have to negate these three bodies, then only you can reach there. In BMI chart, in BMI chart you will find bodies, B stands for gross body here. Mind and intellect, sushma sarir, subtle body. PFT belongs to sushma sarir. And vasna,
karana,
causal. And where is home? Sthula, sushma, karana, sarir, gati. Simple. If you see the chart now, you can understand where is the home. Home is different from these three. Next question is, what makes a person wake up from deep sleep to waking state? Whose question is this?
Everybody says it.
It is your prarabdha. Prarabdha fructifies. You see, because of our fructification of some of the actions, we have done millions and millions of actions in our previous births. But all of them don't fructify at a time. Even while we are doing actions here, some of the actions gives us fruit here. I am thirsty, if I drink a glass of water, my thirst is quenched, so I get the fruit of action immediately. But if I plant a mango tree, the fruit will come after long time, say 10 years, 15 years. Similarly, there are many actions which will give you fruits after many, many lifespan. So when we got this body, some of the actions have fructified. And we have to enjoy or suffer those fruits of action. This body will remain for a particular period of time, it will remain for a particular period of time, and we have to enjoy and suffer the prarabdha, the fructified portion of actions. And we have got no choice, we have to enjoy and suffer, even if we become a realized person in between. Suppose my life is 80 years. If I get realized at the age of 40, that doesn't mean that the next 40 years I will not be enjoying or suffering my prarabdha. I have to enjoy and suffer. So a realized person also has to enjoy or suffer his prarabdha.
So you're saying a person dies after 40 years?
No, I'm not dying. I'm saying my life is 80 years.
Okay.
I get realized at the age of 40.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So when I realize, I don't die. The next 40 years, I have to enjoy and suffer my prarabdha. So that explains even a realized person enjoy and suffer. Many people ask this question, how a realized person is suffering.
That was the one question.
That was the question?
I have one of the similar ones.
Oh, similar one.
Yeah, dreams.
So now you got it.
So you answered two questions.
So prarabdha. So what happens every day when we go into the deep sleep, some of the prarabdha for the next day, they fructify. You see, the prarabdha of the whole life is not fructifying at a time. It's not that on one particular day we will enjoy and suffer the whole life thing. No. It will come one after another. Slowly, slowly this will come. Whole life we have to experience our prarabdha.
So he wakes up to go through the cycle of suffering and
enjoying. Both. I will not say only suffering.
Okay, only suffering and enjoying, whatever.
But both enjoy and sorrow. Both you have to take. Sukha and dukkha, both will come. Why both will come, sukha and dukkha? What is the science behind it?
Because of the karma itself, sadkarma. Or the dushkarma, whatever the. Will fructify as sukha dukkha, which is what.
Why you got this human body?
Sadkarma janya.
Sadkarma janya. What is the sadkarma janya for this body?
The sattvic
previous life.
No, it is not sattvic there. Sadkarma janya means existing. Sadkarma means existing karma.
Yeah.
When you have got more of punya karma, you go to the upper yoni.
Right.
You get enjoy there in Swarga or in Pitralok Dev.
Yeah, there's more right.
And when your punya and paap are equal, you get this human body. And when paap are more,
this lower yoni.
So the principle and behind this body is that your paap and punya are equal. So if somebody tells you that I am the happiest person in the world, I have never suffered. Will you believe him?
No.
Because Papa and Punya.
But if the Papa and Punya are equal, then why is the difference between the same human beings?
Yeah, because of the mind and intellect equipment. I was just telling that even if you get the Rajasic state, if you get the human body, but there will be difference according to the karma and Srutam. According to your karma, it's not that everybody has done the same type of karma, so they will be standing on the same platform. No. According to the karma and srutam, whatever you have heard. So you can make your future actually.
Karma and srutam?
Srutam means whatever you have heard about the scriptures. By listening scriptures, you are slowly, slowly purifying your mind. And this purified mind will go to the next body. But purification of mind is needed or not?
Yes.
Class mein aana hoga ki nahi? You decide now. If you want purified mind, if you want to realize here itself, it can be done. Number one. No, I don't want realization in this life. I want next life. Okay. As much as you purify your mind, that mind will go to the next body.
How to purify the mind? How to purify the mind?
Yes, it's a good question. How to purify your mind? Purification of mind means vasana. Vasana means what? Impurities. What are the impurities?
Thoughts.
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 No thought, no.
Past actions.
Thoughts.
Strong tendencies. The tendencies of what actions turning into habits, into strong and ignorance eventually about we think what is appears to be the happiness around it. That understand the wrong understanding is what we put together is what we call as vasanas, which
we are close to it, but it's only sat vikar we call it. Kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, mad, matsari. These are the impurities. What is the impurities of our mind? Kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, mad, matsari. Then the leader is?
Kama.
Leader is kama, desire. Desire obstructed, krodh. desire fulfilled, lok. Moha, mad, matsara also arises from the desire fulfilled. If your desire is fulfilled, if you have got a lottery, you are deluded now. I have got $1 million or $1 trillion. Deluded. Mad, arrogance comes. I am a wealthy person. Matsarya. Matsarya, other person has got $2 trillion. I have got only $1 trillion. Matsarya. So all arises from the calm. Calm is the detail. Desire is the detail. So desire is the main satru. That is what God has said in chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita in the last verse, maybe 42 or 43. Jahi, kill this. This is the satru.
Related question. Mm-hmm. I mean, in many ways, in many cultures, and it's not a question actually, I want to hear from you your thoughts. Desire is actually good, is what I hear in many ways outside. I mean, desire, a goal, aspiration, these things are actually very positive. So how is these desires different from the desires which we have to work to control or subside?
Why there is a desire?
To fulfill a need, actually.
To fulfill a need. And what is the purpose of that fulfilling? What is the attitude behind it? What actually you are going to get out of fulfilling?
Happiness. We think we'll be happy.
Happy.
So not happy, and also there are sometimes a genuine need. For example, diseases. Mm. Okay? It may be a little bit awkward to put a desire to that I would like to treat a disease. Mm. But that's a need. If you don't treat a disease, society is going to suffer. Mm. So in order to treat a disease, there's a desire. And I think that desire is a good desire. Mm. But in order to fulfill the desires, you need to compromise on other aspects of the desires that may fall into the kind of desires that you said we have to control. So I just want to hear your thoughts about it.
When we say desire, this desire does not include the need part. Need part means roti, kapda, makan is excluded from the desire. This is basic need. We need it. Unless the body is fit, I can't pursue my scriptures, I can't do the sadhana. So roti, kapda, makan is not included. Apart from roti, kapda, makan, whatever actions you are doing it for the happiness only. You think so much of this thing, property number 2, property number 3, property number 4 will give me sukh, so that is why you are accumulating property or accumulating wealth, because you always think this is going to give me sukh. Mm-hmm. And that gives you a sukh for a little bit period of time. When I passed my matriculation exam, I thought I will get sukh. And I got sukh after passing. Immediately I got graduation, masters, professional, I became professional. Every time I got little bit of sukh. Mm-hmm. But after that, what happened? The sukh is gone. Not there.
It's temporary.
Temporary. So why I am doing all these things? All actions, behind all actions, you will find the only aim behind all action is that I want sukh. From morning to evening, you go to the sleep because you are tired, you want sukh. You get up from the sleep because you are tired of sleep now. So you are sitting on the floor, sukh. After 1 hour, you will get up again for sukh. All actions, you will find every actions we are doing for sukh only. Mm. But these actions are giving me only temporary sukh, not never permanent sukh. Right. So if your experience so far is that whatever actions I am doing is giving me only permanent, only temporary sukh, do you think you will get permanent sukh in future from the same action? No. And our scripture says permanent sukh is available. Now tell me, do you want permanent sukh?
Yeah.
Yes. Permanent sukh is available. But only one condition is there. And that is very severe condition. That you should have a dispassion from the world. Very hard here. Then you can get this sukha. But if you say, no, I want this sukha also, both at a time, well, any yoga. Because they are pulled apart.
But if you have dispassion, if you are a dispassionate person, you still can do other things. Like, for example, solving a problem or diseases, he still can do it, but he doesn't really
attach.
It doesn't get anything out of it for him.
Even a person, realized person, can be of two types. Either he will be a pravritti margi or nivritti margi. Nivritti margi means he is not ready to serve. Well, I am satisfied. I will stay in my cave. I am happy. Yada ichcha lava, Lord will send me the food and it will come to him and he will be happy. Pravritti margi will go outside to help others. Because he is seeing Brahman everywhere. So serving others means serving Brahman. So he will go and serve. So it depends on your vasana. Gurudev had the vasana of writing. He was a journalist. After getting this knowledge, he started writing books on. But still was writing them. That was there. It was taken a turn. So how you will, in the desire part, there are two parts now, the need part and the greed part. Our scripture says don't go in for the greed part, even if you, by greed part, if you are able to become the owner of the whole world. Still you remain a jiva, not a realized person. Even if you become the owner of the whole world, you still remain a jiva. You have to take birth again. The scripture tells you, there is a way out. You can come out of this. Provided you purify your mind. And how you will purify your mind? By doing karma yoga. Whatever desire you have got, you have to do karma yoga. Gurudev had the desire of writing. Now after his realization, he started doing karma yoga, writing books for others, not for his own self. This is called karma yoga. This is what I was telling, this assemblage is meant for others.
Iswararpitam naichaya kritam chitta sodhakam.
Chitta sodhakam. It has to be offered to the Lord. That is karma yoga. It is said, third question, it is said that in deep sleep state one gives up identification with gross and subtle body and only identifies with the causal body. It is also said earlier that the causal body is the cause for the other two bodies. Aren't two statements contradicting each other? How do you say it is contradicting?
Because if you are saying, for example, if you don't have causal body, if you're, I am not identifying causal body, you do not have gross and subtle body.
Right. What is causal body? The vasana.
Vasana.
If the vasana is zero,
right,
there will not be any
identification.
No, there is no gross body, no subtle body, no next birth.
Right.
No rebirth.
Okay.
But in the existing position, what is happening? Vasana is there. In this body, at this moment, we have got vasana. Every day we are going to the deep sleep state. So going to the deep sleep state means it is withdrawing from the gross body and subtle body and it is stationed only in the causal body. And in the what happens in the dream state?
Subtle body.
So it is identified with the causal body and the subtle body. And in the waking state? It is identified with the three bodies. where is the contradiction?
In the dream state also, your body acts and moves, so you don't, I mean, the movement of it doesn't mean that you have gross body also.
No, actually gross body, you see what happens in the dream state, you have withdrawn from your gross body, your intellect is not working, your senses are not working, your eyes are closed.
Yeah.
And your mind is only functioning. So when mind is functioning, the mind creates the dream karta, dream watcher or dream person, and the dream, the whole world is creation of mind. Nothing has gone inside. No material has gone from outside inside your body. So who has made this? Mind has made, mind has got the power to create. And what is the basis of this? The basis is said that you have got either some vasana which can be expressed through dream, or it is based on the whatever you have experienced in the waking state.
For the dream?
Yeah.
Why?
In waking state, whatever you have experienced with eyes and ear, whatever is your experience, it may project. And a good example given by Guruji is that you have seen a lady wearing a high heel sandal, wearing a skirt, then you also saw an elephant, and in the dream you are seeing an elephant wearing a skirt and high heel came to your door, rang the bell. That means intellect is not working at that end. It has jumbled up.
Yeah.
But the mind is projecting. Full. But at that time, when the doorbell rang, did you this hear hearing? No. You are seeing the elephant with a mini skirt. Is this eye seen? No. The eyes are closed. Senses, the gross body is not working at that time. There is no movement. It is all inside. That is the dream state.
Now, I'm sure I'm not listening to what you're saying, but here, when we are studying causal body, it is said that here, the gross and subtle are the results of actions, otherwise called causal body, which is the cause of the two bodies.
Right.
So, because of the causal body, we identify with a gross body and subtle body. But in your sleeping, deep sleep, we are not identifying with our subtle and gross bodies. Then how can we say we are identifying the causal body? If you are identifying the causal body, you should identify the gross body also.
If you are identifying your gross body, then but other bodies are actually in existence.
Oh, wait, yeah, it's working.
It is not the other way.
It's not the other way.
Because that is a cause. The cause could be there. But
you take out this chart, you will be able to understand.
Yeah, I think we have gone through this. We looked at it.
You will explain, no? No? No. You will explain. You have understood, no?
She
will explain. Yes.
No, you can explain. I won't explain that much.
You see,
clearly.
This is the Chetan, no? So when we are in the waking state, all these three are working together. Then comes the waking state. That means this is the causal body, subtle body, gross body.
Right.
So when all these three are active, we call it the waking state. Now in your waking state, your subtle body, your mind, your senses, everything is working.
Right.
And all are working because of this causal, this vasanas.
Right.
All are active. So now when we come to the dream state, what happens? It is the causal body and the subtle body is functioning.
Gross body.
But it's not functioning. And in this subtle body also the intellect is not working. Only the mind is working, mind is projecting. Now in the deep sleep state what happens? This gross body, your mind, your intellect, your senses, they are not working. Not available. So if they are not available, you are in this state in the causal form. So what is this causal form? We call it pragya. Prayana agya. Prayana agya means what? in all these three states, I don't know this Om. One thing is common in all states. In waking state or in dream state or in the when I am in the deep sleep state, I don't know this. I am ignorant about this, number one. But when I am in the deep sleep state, I don't know about the world also. In the deep sleep, I am not aware about the dream, I am not aware about the waking world, and I am not aware about this also. But I am still present here. This is the closest experience of, I mean, the Om, the Atman. And that is why you say that I experience Sukh. In Nidra, in deep sleep, say, the definition is there, na?
Yes.
We are very close to this, so we experience this bliss. But still, ignorance is there.
That's one of her questions.
Yeah, that was my question. So you answered. So where's Turiya in this? Like, Turiya state is. So you're already. Is there Samadhi? Is there something beyond
this? This is Samadhi. Okay. Coming and abiding in this state is Turiya or Samadhi.
They're both the same. Turiya.
We have Samadhi. At present, we are abiding in these states. The scripture says, disidentify from all this, come and abide in this. We have got knowledge about this Atman. None of you can say you don't know Atman. Can you say Atman is not there? No.
We don't know.
Can you say you don't have Atman?
I mean, after hearing all this, I cannot.
Yeah.
But as I said, that's an experience.
Atman is there. Without Atman, without the whole thing is inert, you know?
Without Atman, theoretically.
This is sentient giving. This is gives you sentiency. Yeah. And this is the whole thing is inert. So now tell me, you are sentient, or are you dead or alive? Alive. Then who is giving you sentiency? Atman is there.
Without Atman.
After I get up from the deep sleep state, my Sukshma Sarira was quiet at the time and my grass body was. So I get up and say, I had a good sleep. So how did I know? How did my Sukshma Sarira get to know that I had deep I was sleeping deeply?
Mind part of it.
But
mind
was.
Mind
was. Sakshi, we are actually saying.
So the Sakshi said, my mind get to know through the Sakshi.
That's why you're knowing, otherwise you would not know it.
So you have a subtle eye.
Subtle eye is there.
Yeah, right.
Subtle ego is still present there. When you say that I experience Sukh, when do you say this thing? When you get up? Experiencer and rememberer has to be one person. If I experience, you cannot be the rememberer of my experience, can you?
No.
No.
I have to have my own
experience. So when you say in the morning that you experience Sukh, that means you remember it. If you remember it, that means you have experienced it. If you have experienced it, that means the ego was still there in very, very, very thin form, which is not able to experience in deep sleep itself. So the subtle ego is still there in the deep sleep state, which experiences and your memory records it. And early morning, that memory tells you that you remember.
So that is a mind part. There is a mind that's working without intellect.
Intellect is a ego part. So that is why the intellect is not there. Ego is there. That thin is not so powerful to experience that Sukh at that time.
The memory.
In the deep sleep.
Yeah.
In the deep sleep, when you are in deep sleep, you are not experiencing Sukh because the ego is not there.
Okay.
But the very thin ego is there, which is able to record that Sukh. The memory is there a little bit.
So, there's a coming back on the... Yes.
Yeah, I think they will knock, they said.
Huh?
They will knock, I'm sorry.
They will knock?
That's what she told me.
That's
what she wants to
do. So, we're going through the experience of the dream state. there is no intellect, there is only mind which is dream. So what is the purpose of the dream state in a spiritual life, in the sense that what is that, is it actually, is it, does it has any influence or purpose for a spiritual sadhana?
Yes, it explains a lot of things.
Okay.
It explains a lot of things. The whole world is dream. This, the dream which you are now experiencing, we call it the second dream, a dream in dream.
Right, okay.
So, when you go into the dream, we call it you are entering into the second dream.
Right.
And from second dream, you are coming to the first dream.
Understood.
And when you realize, then you come to know this one, the waking time is, the waking world is also a dream.
Understood.
Which you cannot say now.
Understood. But what is the purpose? What I'm looking at that?
It will explain. When you read the Shastra, it will explain. The whole world is like dream.
So is it every day to remind that the waking state is also a dream? Is it the purpose of that, the dream of every day we actually experience?
Yes. It is a dream.
So in the sense of what I'm trying to arrive at, it is, what is the, because I have no control on what happens in that particular state. What is that which I need to do that I, that the dream state, should it be become shorter or long? I mean, what that experience should become to a for example, to a Jivan Mukta, what would be a dream state for him actually when he sleeps?
That's one of the questions here.
Question is there. But Jivan Mukta also dreams.
Right.
He also dreams.
So
dream is based on your experience of the waking state.
Right.
And some of the vasanas which you cannot fulfill, you can say.
Suppressed.
You suppress it, or it is not possible to fulfill.
So is that a way to do karma kshaya in the dream?
No.
Yeah, vasana kshaya, yeah, it happens.
Oh, it does?
So, some vasanas, which you cannot, do it in the waking state. Some of the vasanas.
But the intellect is not there to...
Only few. But if you are aware of the thing, if you remember the dream,
right,
then the vasana is created.
If I remember the dream, the vasana gets
created. In the waking state. Then the vasana is created for that.
Oh, yeah.
But if you forget,
I don't know.
These are the subtle things. Huh?
So
you ask the questions.
So if you remember the dream, vasana is created.
Yeah, vasana is created.
If you remember the dream and act on it, or just remembering is it?
No, just remember the. It's in the record here, no?
Yeah.
Oh.
The vasana is formed.
It's a good thing you don't remember.
You see, what is vasana? Vasana is only likes and dislikes, na? Whatever you are doing in this waking time, vasana is nothing but tendencies, your likes and dislikes. So whatever experiences are there, either you like it or you dislike it. Similarly, the dream state, if you are remembering in the waking state, either you are liking or you are disliking. So the things which you like, you want to visit it again and again and again and again. So that becomes the formation of vasana.
Yeah, I think I'll stop it.
But if you don't remember...
One more question before, I think... When we said deep sleep state, we will only the causal body. I'll ask next time the question. Maybe. Okay.
Oh.
Purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva vasishyate. Om shanti shanti shantihi. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.